Neil, not a terrible performance, and you managed to get a useful point out of the game.
I thought it was a good performance. You know, other than the two goals we conceded, which we were disappointed in, I thought there was a lot of positives to take from the game. Created a lot of opportunities second half, and realistically, you know, the chances we had, we should have won the game. So disappointed, feel more like it's two dropped rather than one gained, in all honesty. But the lads showed great character, kept going, come from behind twice. It's like I said, just disappointed not to win it at the end.
It must be frustrating again that, you know, they've had two chances and they've scored two goals.
First one, wouldn't even know whether to class it a chance, just a pot shot from outside the box, really, wasn't it? Obviously, the lads done well to keep it alive and get there first to get the finish. One, again, we at half-time we were saying about not giving away free kicks in areas where they could put the ball in the box, and I thought it was a needless free kick out on the far side of the pitch. Just gives them an opportunity just to plant the ball in the box, and from that anything can happen. Again, they've reacted quickest to the knockdown. Disappointing the goals we conceded, but other than that, I think they whipped a couple of decent balls in first half, but other than nothing in second half, they didn't threaten us at all.
In terms of something you maybe look on working on, the way the goals were scored, you know, getting on the second balls quicker.
In terms of defensively?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a reaction, isn't it? It's difficult. I think we've done a lot better this season in terms of conceding. The goals we've conceded from set players has been a lot less frequent. That's the first one I can remember for a while, to be honest. So just sometimes, you know, fine margins, define games, and, you know, drop of the ball 1 yard one way, 1 yard the other can score a goal, prevent a goal sometimes. So I think I was more disappointed, like I say, about giving the free kick away. I didn't think we needed to concede the free kick, and that prevents that ball then going in the box.
But you must have been pleased twice going behind, twice responded with their two well worked goals.
They played very narrow in terms of the shape, so the objective for us was to get it wide today and attack down the flanks. Thought he was a real threat first half, along with Whitey down on that side. A great finish from Whitey. You know he's capable of doing that when he gets forward. That was kind of the plan today, because with the midfield very congested with the shape they played. Second half, started a little bit slow, we conceded, but then again showed real good character, and we had there in the last 20 minutes. You know, we need to be winning that game.
But you know, it's a useful point to take into a tricky cup game on Tuesday. Have you got an idea of what kind of squad you're going to be taking to Buxton for that game?
Well, we're strong, you know, with three competitions going strong in or going okay in, so you know, we'll try and keep going on, you know, fighting on all three fronts. Obviously the league's the priority, but we'll have a look now, assess it, see who's okay, see who's struggling maybe, and then go from there with a selection for Tuesday.
One big boost out of the game has got to be the return of Sean Cook, who came on and seemed to really give the team a bit of a spark towards the game.
Yeah, he did. Sometimes it takes a while for players to find their feet, but you know, from his first touch he was straight back into it. You know, he's the most creative player in the team that we've got, and he showed that when he came on today, with the quality he's got, linked up really well with Hanks, worked well together. So the quicker we get him back to full fitness, the better it'll be for us. But unfortunately, obviously Josh, that'll be Josh's last game for a while now with him having to have his operation. So that's, you know, there's a positive and a downside as well, I suppose.
Yeah, so is that Josh out for, what is it, 6 to 8 weeks now?
Yeah, that'll be him out for a spell, unfortunately, yeah.
But I suppose the upside is that he'll get it out of the way, and then, you know, he'll still have perhaps a month of the season left to play, so when he comes back he should be okay to finish last five or six games,
well,
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Fingers crossed.
No worries.